Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. Our food commentator, Nancy Leeson, has more nice things to say about the Instant Pot. 88.5's Dick Stein still doesn't want the multi-cooker, but he does admit to one high-tech kitchen indulgence.
Stein, not to beat the Instant Pot dead horse.
They make them that big, you can get a horse in there?
Oh, but I have to tell you that after we talked about my new Instant Pot last week, I got a lot of feedback from people, including many chefs in and around Seattle who swear by their Instant Pots. I mean, I heard from Kathy Casey and Jason Stratton and Tamara Murphy, who says she ferments everything in her Instant Pot, which is something I hadn't even considered.
They're selling them in supermarkets now. I saw a couple in QFC the other day.
Man, they're selling everything in the supermarkets these days. So, Stein, in your kitchen where you are pretty low-tech, what is the one thing that's electric that you really couldn't live without?
I don't think there's anything I couldn't live without. I do have some electrical appliances I like a lot. I like my KitchenAid mixer. I like my old food processor. But my big indulgence, I've got a super automatic espresso machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fancy. It's not made out of stainless steel with big steampunk gauges and dials and stuff on it. Made out of gray plastic. But it pulls a great shot, and all I got to do is press a button.
Mac probably could live without his electric tea kettle, and I bought him one quite a few years ago, and he uses that 3 times a day easily.
You know, Nance, you're often talking about a new KitchenAid mixer that you've picked up at one thrift store or another, and I've heard about these new ones over and over again. What I want to know is, how many of these mixers do you have?
Actually, I have 4, but I gave one to Nate.
Do you just keep them together to play them off against one another to create rivalries?
Well, one of them I only bought for its chassis, and actually the 3 that I have all came from thrift shops.
Where are you keeping all of these KitchenAids? Have you got them up on blocks out in your front yard there somewhere?
Well, the oldest of the lot, which is an original Hobart KitchenAid, is right now in the basement because I've replaced it with a new classic that's from the early 90s. I was able to find that out by reading the model number and calling KitchenAid, and that one's doing very well by me. I love them both. I couldn't leave them there. The price was right, and I knew I'd never get a new one that would work as well. You know, I feel the same way about my Cuisinart. I replaced a really great old Cuisinart with a new one, which is horrible. I've taken to using my little mini Cuisinart, the Little Pro Plus, another thrift shop find, which has a much better motor. So I'm telling people, if your appliances break and they're good old ones, don't go out and buy a new one. Go call Ajax or Action Small Appliance and have it repaired.
Well, I don't even know how old my Cuisinart is. Years ago, DeGroote said, well, why don't you get a new one? And I said, what for? This thing works great. It's so old that the printing on it is pretty much worn off. You can barely read it. And I do have one of those little mini ones. That thing really is pretty handy, I must admit.
And speaking of high-tech versus low-tech, well, I have a very good spice grinder that I use pretty regularly. I've taken to using a granite mortar and pestle, a big one. And I use that thing constantly, much more than my little mortar and pestles that I had for years.
I think you do get better flavor using a mortar and pestle. I've just got a small one. It works fine for me. Plus, if you're listening to the news while you cook, slamming away into that mortar and crushing what's in there, pretty therapeutic.
And the bigger, the better.
I've heard that said. With KNKX high-tech food talker, Nancy.
I sing the body electric.
Leeson.
He's Dick. Stein.